Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the most obnoxious week of the year on the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's the year that we celebrate our anniversaries. And this is the 22nd one. We're kicking off this 23rd year of the mayhem around here, and we couldn't have done it without our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's been with us now more than 20 years of that 22. And just because we didn't know him the earlier years, and we got him on earlier, he is he's the chief home officer. He makes home-based business look good. He's the wordsmith extraordinaire, one of my wordsmiths. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
You really think that this week is more obnoxious than any other week you're on the air, huh? Okay, let you roll with that.
That's my promise. That's my goal. Anyway, I'm trying to.
That's so my promise. You want saying, obnoxious? We got obnoxious.
You're saying that it's kind of hard to push. Sorry. It's kind of push the envelope on the other 51. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I'll go along with that.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for helping us celebrate. And, of course, we've celebrated your 20th anniversary already. Hey, Jeffrey, I love telling the audience about you operating the Worm Cam for us and being, you know, I call it the entrepreneurial quark, the smallest unit of a business, a true sole proprietor. And you are, and I have been. And I know how it is, but you make it look good, and you do it with aplomb. That's the new word for the day, folks. Hey, Jeffrey, one of the big deals, though, and it's the same for a sole proprietor. It's the same for the chairman of the CEO of Exxon. You got to have the cash coming in. You got to have cash flow, don't you? You got to manage that every day.
Absolutely, and it's constant. I got to tell you. Anyone out there thinking of launching a small business, whether you've got a day job and you're launching it on the side, which is not how I did it. I quit my last day job and said I'm going to launch a business. But a lot of times we start them on the side. We grow our what they call a side hustle, sort of grow it. You have to worry about how that money's going to come in. And back in the day, it was a check either mailed or you went and picked it up from your client. Their direct deposit didn't exist for micro enterprise. I mean, it did in some ways, but it really wasn't, you know, certainly not what it is today. You have to think about how you're going to get your money because, you know, cash flow is king. It's not how much you have in receivables. It's how much you have in the bank. And,
yep.
You know, I go through that, and I've gone through that recently with a couple of clients who one mailed me a check, and he calls me, did you get the check? And I'm like, no, I didn't.
And that's the story they're sticking. That's the story they're sticking to, right?
Well, they're good clients. So if they said they mailed it, they mailed it.
They really did.
But that's usually, and that's the other thing you have to. Well, another thing you have to worry about as an entrepreneur is the promise. You know, the promise that the check is in the mail. You know, and I say that with tongue in cheek.
That's one of the ways you get float these days. See, because as you know, they got this check 360. I think they call it now. And you know everything you deposit comes out right away, the other side. And so now you can say, tell you what, let's just tell him we're going to send him a check, and then we'll send him one. That'll give us an extra 5 days afloat. But as you say, good customers won't do that. But of course, then one of these days that check's going to show up in the mail with a bill for storage from the post office department. You know, they'll charge you for storing it
exactly.
For a week.
You know, so. What's interesting is that now we have a bunch of different ways to stay on top of that. So one is, for example, I've subscribed, and it's a free service from the USPS. I subscribe to a service called Informed Delivery. So you go to USPS, mm-hmm. You log in, you set up an account, you put in your address, and you can see what mail is coming to what mail should be coming to your mailbox that day. It mm-hmm. actually shoots an image.
They really are. I was making fun of them, Jeff, but they really have increased some services. We use them too. We use it. We use their priority mail as a very a much less expensive alternative to the couriers, the overnights.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've upped their game. I mean, it's the politics and the nonsense aside, they've needed to and they have effectively upped their game to the point that you know, they still have issues. I mean, I had that that delivery service, you know, that, meaning it, I saw the email of something coming and it didn't arrive, and it ironically was a check I was expecting that day, and it didn't come. So I'm like, why wasn't it here? It arrived the next day. But the point is, you have ways to track that. But what if it, what if you need money faster? What if your client, man, I don't like mailing checks. I'm fearful it's going to get lost or get stolen. I mean, today we have PayPal, we have Venmo, we have, you know, direct deposit, you have credit cards, you have different ways to do it. And some of these have swipe fees or have, you know, fees related to them, and some don't. So there's a number of ways you can get your money these days where you, and, you know, where you don't have to rely on, you know, a check being written, you know, printed
this is
or written.
This is another
mailed,
example, you know, of how what you and I have talked about 100 times over the last 20 years, maybe 200, about how technology has improved the chances, has been important levers for micropreneurs. And getting your money is another way. I mean, we have vendors. We have small vendors that we pay by PayPal. They email us an invoice. We know they need the money. We'll zap it to them by PayPal right away. And we even ask them sometimes. They don't even know that we can do that. A small vendor will say, do you have PayPal? Yeah, I do. Well, we'll pay you that way. They love it.
Because, Absolutely.
And you talk about Venmo, all the others, credit cards. You know, we're not exactly a retail operation here, except online for the books. But you know, we're set up to take credit cards or to pay that way. So you got to use the technology to help your cash flow, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and just do a little thinking. I mean, even now there's a service called Zelle. Well, I'm a Wells Fargo Bank, you know, customer, and they have this new service called Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, which is an account to account transfer service. So there's all different ways to get your money or to pay a vendor where, look, it's not about necessarily accelerating payments so that, you know, where I want net 30, but I want it tomorrow. You may pay it in net 30. You can schedule it to pay in net 30, but it's a more secure way to pay. It goes from account to account. Often it's available immediately. You know, PayPal can be that way and others, but it's a way as a payor, it's a way to get the money there quickly and securely. And a payee, it's a way to get the money and make sure that you have it in your account. Because again, as you told me many years ago, as I was a young pup rising up through the small business entrepreneurial ranks, it's all about cash flow. And as they say, it's not what you make, it's what you get, really, then what you keep.
Yep.
But you know, it's about staying on top of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you got to, folks, the cash flow is your oxygen. You got to keep it coming. And with the technology today, there's no reason not to do that. 20 after the hour. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blasick. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.